And now, James Gravel.
The problem of evil, pain, and suffering as it relates to the existence of God is hardly new. The Bible tells us in Judges 6 that when the Israelites were being defeated by a powerful enemy, their leader, Gideon, asked, "If the Lord is with us, why has all this befallen us?" People who do not believe in God find an alleged vindication for their unbelief in tragedies like those in Oklahoma City in 1995 and in New York City in 2001. They hear a mother on the evening news exclaim, "It's a miracle that my child survived," and then they ask, "Would it have been much more burdensome for God to have done the same for everyone else?" Without a doubt, the problem of evil, pain, and suffering is the strongest single weapon in the arsenal of the unbeliever against the existence of God. To be human is to deal with emotional and physical pain on a day-to-day basis. None of us, if we live long enough, escapes that pain or the suffering that often attends it. Even Christians sometimes wonder, "Where is God when we need Him? Why doesn't He do something?" Such questions, left unanswered, can lead to doubt and ultimately to disbelief. Evil, pain, and suffering often become stumbling blocks for many individuals who either decide not to believe in God in the first place or who subsequently drift quietly away from God in whom they once believed. Our contention is that if we can help such people to understand the intellectual problem of suffering, they will have a better prospect of coming through the emotional side of the issue. Unbelievers frequently employ an argument against God's existence that originated with the Greek philosopher Epicurus. That argument goes something like this: if God can prevent evil, but will not, then He is not good. If He wants to prevent evil, but He cannot, then He is not all-powerful. If God wants to prevent evil, and if He can prevent evil, then why is there evil, pain, and suffering in the world today? The conclusion we are supposed to draw, of course, is that since evil, pain, and suffering do exist, then God does not exist. But that is not true, as we will show in future lessons.